front of the...
We are.
Foundry.
Yeah,
right there.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:03 p.m. on June 10th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Wiegold absent. Warwick?
Present.
Romine absent. Penrod?
Here.
Simpson?
Here.
The minutes were put into your Dropbox, the minutes from our last meeting, which was on the 27th, I believe, yes. One change on the second page, first full paragraph, one, two, three, four, fifth line down. There's an extra N on Indiana. So that was the only one I found. Was there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the Common Council minutes from Tuesday, May 27th, with the one correction made by the mayor.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion by Nicole, second by Bill. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Compliance with Statement of Benefits. And you are here representing?
I'm here representing
OFU Tool. Very good. So in front of you are the council members. In front of you are the... Are you David?
I'm David Eisel, yes.
Hi. OFU Tool Company, you can see the change. Obviously, pretty good number in actual numbers versus the estimate. That's, we like to see those kind of things. Do you all have questions? Comments, concerns? Would you like to make any statements at all?
I just want to thank the community for their support. We are anticipating continued growth.
Super.
Actually, our plan for this year is an increase in sales of 10%. I'm pleased to say at this point, we're actually 40% over in sales from last year, 33% from plan. We have a couple large customers we're working on for some purchases, which we're hopefully will bring to fruition. We have hired, actually just in the past 6 weeks, an additional 3 employees. We're desperately seeking more people to improve their bank skills.
Okay.
So we just signed a new lease on the building for an additional 5 years.
Super.
So we're very committed to that. We spent close to $300,000 in CapEx expenditures this year. We're very excited. We're very fired up. And anybody knows anybody with any grinding experience, we can sure use them. We're paying a good wage, particularly if you have some experience. So okay. Anybody knows anybody, please send them away.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate you wanting to be a part of our community. And I've been there a couple of times, and really cool stuff that you guys do there. I really...
The door is always open. If anybody would like to visit, we've got some new machines and some exciting stuff going. So.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? I'd like to have a motion that you find them in compliance.
I move that we find the OFU Tool in compliance with the benefit statement.
Second.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thanks
thank
for being
you
here.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm assuming we don't have anybody here from Bones.
No, Chris said he was going to be here. I don't know what happened, if he forgot. Okay.
Well, we can bump that, and maybe it'll be...
It's out. They're both light, so we're going to have to actually... I probably need to have you approve that it was okay to approve this, even though he's late. Because it was supposed to be due by the 15th of May.
Oh, okay.
But we approved his... paperwork, so...
Okay. Well, I'm going to bump it to the end of the agenda, and maybe...
Okay, he may.
Maybe he'll show up and maybe he won't, but go from there. Okay, okay. Utility Rate Advisory Board. It was asked previously by Ben where we were at on the Utility Rate Advisory Board. I am proud to say that I have 5 members. of a utility rate advisory board, one as an outside utility rate payer, and that's Lee Botts. From the northeast is Marty Klimek. From the northwest is Kevin Eames. From the southeast is Jeff Rittenhouse, and from the southwest is Laura Rich Creek. So I believe what our ordinance says is that I have to have that slate of candidates, if you will, approved by the city council. Just for your information, Mr. Eames will serve 1 year. Mr. Klimek will serve 1 year. Ms. Rich Creek will serve 2 years. Mr. Rittenhouse, 3 years. And Mr. Botts, 4 years. If I could get your approval for that list. And then, of course, it'll go on a four. I think it's a four. Is it a four-year cycle? Then I think. Yeah. I think it's a four-year cycle.
I can't tell you off the top of my head.
I'm pretty confident in it. So.
I'll make a motion. We accept your nominations for the utility rate advisory board.
Thank you.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Motion by Nicole. Seconded by Bill. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Thank you for that. As a reminder, the Utility Rate Advisory Board is a group of individuals who will review kind of the rate decisions that are made here, or the I guess, so for instance, obviously we have a sewer rate adjustment that's coming up. You all will make a kind of a determination probably at the next meeting as to what path we're going to go down. At that point, I will assemble this group of individuals to review the documents and to review your suggestion and kind of give their advisory opinion. Certainly you don't have to abide by it, but it is an advisory opinion from those individuals. And then from there you'll make the final decision, if you will, to go with whatever you decide is best. So that's a big check mark off my list this year, so I'm kind of happy about it. Okay, next up is ordinance number 2014-8. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance 2014-8 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-8, an ordinance of the Common Council amending the Municipal Code of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
You'll remember that this is the ordinance that does make some minor changes in our code of ordinances. This was from the ordinance review committee. You approved it last time. Were there any changes or any discussion? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, second by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. That's passed on second reading. Okay, so next up is ordinance number 2014-12. Marsha, you want to just go with normal procedure on this?
Yes, and okay. I'll interject.
Okay, very good. So can I have a motion to read ordinance 2014-12 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, second by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? It's always ladies' preference, so... Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2014-12 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-12, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As a reminder from our last meeting, the Board of Works, after working with Kay from Bruja on this matter, the Board of Works made a suggestion or made a recommendation to the City Council to change the ordinances in regards to that alley to allow for one way, and that's really to kind of accommodate Bruja and the potential drive-through window, which is kind of a neat concept, but I want to pass it over to Marcia. You're smiling, so I hope I didn't say something wrong.
No, as the mayor and I spoke a little bit earlier today, and there is no good way to really write this as to what we're doing. So I know I put it forth in one way, but after our discussion, we decided that was a little confusing. So I would propose it doesn't change what you're doing if you propose it, but maybe the way I would draft it. So if you could bear with me, I would say the alley between 120 North Main Street and 110 North Main Street shall run one way west to east from Main Street to the alley running north-south between Main Street and Washington Street is how I might propose that it be changed, if that's a little bit clearer and a little cleaner. Again,
it's more precise, that's
more
for sure.
Precise. So anyway, leave it up to all of you, but that would be my proposal on the way to change it.
Just for your information, the discussion, we both were saying the same thing. We met this afternoon. We both were saying the same thing, but said it opposite ways and said the same thing. So I appreciate the work that went into figuring out exactly how we were going to state that. Anybody? Questions, comments, concerns with the ordinance 2014-12 with the suggested changes by our city attorney?
If you want me to...
Oh, sorry, you guys don't need to sign that. I'm sorry.
That's
why
I think so.
I'm sorry.
We were checking.
Force of habit.
Yeah.
We were checking.
I have a request to read my changed language again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The alley between 120 North Main Street and 110 North Main Street shall run one way west to east from Main Street to the alley running north-south between Main Street and Washington Street. I know. I'm sorry.
Try again.
Maybe we need a diagram.
Well, one of the things the mayor had suggested was running north-south between Van Buren and Jackson, which I understand, but then I have to put the parameters on it because that could be any alley running north-south between Van Buren and Jackson. Obviously, it's not. I mean, Mr. Obvious type of situation, right. Clearly it's not, but...
Okay. One more time, and then I'm going to put it in layman's terms.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The alley between 120 North Main Street and 110 North Main Street shall run one way west to east from Main Street to the alley running north-south between Main Street and Washington Street.
I think that's better. I think the from and to is much better than between.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you have to explain the north-south thing, that's fine, you know. But the from and to makes more sense to me.
Yeah. Maybe I'll attach an Exhibit A and we'll include it. Sorry, Kay. This is the toughest ordinance I've ever had to draft.
I highly doubt that. Is there any confusion about where we're talking here? Is there any question or comment or concern about the ordinance?
With the new language,
as stated three times by our city attorney. Yes. Okay. Hearing no concerns, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. Is this the first reading?
The first reading.
I'll make a motion. We approve ordinance number 2014-12 on first reading with the corrections made by the city attorney.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous, and now move to second reading at our next meeting. Okay, two readings pass an ordinance. Okay, thank you. Next up, resolution number 2014-5. Do we need to have a public hearing on this? No. Okay.
But it was advertised.
Okay, it was advertised.
Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to read? Resolution number 2014-5 in its entirety. There's no title.
I know.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Nicole motions. Bill seconds. Any further discussion or question? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2014-5 in its entirety. Sorry. I had nothing to go off of.
Okay. Additional appropriation resolution 2014-5. Where it has been determined that it is now necessary to appropriate more money than was appropriated in the annual budget, now therefore, Section 1, be it resolved by the Common Council of the City of Columbia City, Whitley County, Indiana, that the expenses of the taxing unit, the following additional sums of money are hereby appropriated out of the funds named and for the purposes specified, subject to the laws governing the same. Cumulative Capital Development Fund, fire truck equipment, and the amount is $12,000, and for park trail repairs is $35,000.
Thank you.
Adopted this. Oh, is that enough?
Yes, that's enough. Thank you. I just now noticed because my brain, fire on the fire truck purchase.
It's F-R-I-T,
Bill's food truck.
Fry truck. Sorry. I just noticed it, or I would have brought it up earlier. Apologize. But the CCD fund does have money in there, money that had not been appropriated in the past. Ben had contacted, I think, had sent an email, but he had talked exclusively with Tom about the truck equipment changes. I know that is down significantly from what was originally proposed. I appreciate the fire department working on that to get that dollar figure down. And then you well know the park trail woes that we've had regarding the Blue River Trail, specifically where the bank erosion took place. And that was fixed prior to this past weekend, I believe. So the money is there, and would appreciate your support on the additional appropriation.
I have two questions on it, really.
Yes.
One, could you remind me where the money comes from this fund?
Uh-huh. The CCD fund is a fund that is set up as an addition to the normal property taxes, if you will. So just like the other cumulative funds of Cume Street, Cume Park, Cume Fire, those funds are in addition to regular property tax levy. The CCD fund is in that same regard. So it's property tax dollars. And both of these departments are property tax departments.
I have a question on the park trails.
Yes.
Is that the amount that has to date been allotted for the repairs, or is that additional repairs?
Help me, Rosie.
Okay. I think the quote came in like $32,000, $33,000, but I put it in as 35 because I knew once they got in there and started doing stuff, there may be a chance there'd be a little extra, and we didn't want to come back and say, well, wait, we're $3,000 short. We may not need all that.
Are those repairs
all
done?
I didn't know they were done.
Yes, those repairs are done.
Okay,
now.
And I haven't got the bill on it yet. So
so if you don't need all that, it doesn't get.
It'll just stay in the fund.
Okay. Yeah. CCD is an accumulating fund, so it will sit in Park Trail Repairs Fund. Unless it's unappropriated
for the rest
that, right?
Of the year, and
oh, for
next
the rest.
Year, like back in the year, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they repaired the
water
erosion.
Yeah, the erosion portion. Basically, what they did was instead of going along the Blue River, they kind of did a cut through, if you will. So it's kind of you're going straight, and then it's a rounded portion to go around that section, then back onto the original trail.
So they moved the trail.
Basically. Any other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve or a motion at all?
I move that we approve the additional appropriation resolution 2014-5.
Second.
Motion by Bill, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you all for that. Appreciate that. Okay. Department head reports. Mike.
Just a few things.
Okay.
We're going to start doing additional visual inspections on our equipment, some of the other orders. That's one of the things that the supervisor had one of the ICE students do. over the winter was to go through each manual for each piece of equipment and go through a visual, if they had visual inspections, what to look for. And they've made a chart of that and everything, so we'll have additional inspections weekly, daily, monthly, and things like that. So we'll start implementing that and start making this program. So that'll give us a better idea and a closer look at equipment. So hopefully we can get something ahead of time before it becomes too expensive for a repair, hopefully we can catch it ahead of time. We train our new high students. He's doing very well. I think he's starting to come around. He's just a little shy at first, but he's coming around really well. He's doing very well for us. We set flow meters using our new flow meters that we purchased earlier this year. Brand new software that we're using on that on the laptop that we got, the TubFlux that we have got for the mapping system. We put in new software. Terry helped us. Terry helped Austin with that, I should say. And got that new software installed on that, and that is working very well. I'm pleased with that, and I'm also pleased with the new flow meter. Not only does it give us the time, the flow, and everything like that, but it also has temperature sensors in it. So it gives us the temperature of the water at that particular time that it logs the readings. I did not know that it does that, so I'm very pleased with that. We're going to use that in a couple different places that I want to check the temperature on. We're going to do tank inspections this year. A few of those tanks will actually take them all the way down, clean them out, do inspections, fill them back up. And then I'm going to, I forgot about this, it's going to be for the board. I'll bring that up next time. But I'm going to get some quotes for fence repair. We've got several places that need some repairs to our fencing. There are going to be security issues at some point. One at the very corner down by the fire station, the post is out of the ground, probably, you know, a good foot that's going to just slide right into the fence. So I can close on repairing that, and then head back to the property, that's our wire issue. That's, you know, we're just going to put it all together in a package and see what that's going to cost us to do that. That's all I have. That's a good question.
Question to Mike. Mike, just as an FYI, Martha contacted NDOT about the right-of-way there on South State Road 9.
Yes.
Just for your information about the high grass. And then also for the council's information, we've also contacted NDOT about the high grass at the corner of 9 and US 30. So
that is their property. We determined that it was theirs.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions, comments? Terry?
Sean and I had a conference call with Rod from Spectrum Engineering on the fiber project. That's come on pretty well according to schedule. And they're supposed to have the bid package back to the Spectrum by June 20th. And then they would like to do a presentation to the board on the 24th of June. And then if it's everything's passed, we allow for construction to start the first week of July. Troy had picked up the wiring today for the outdoor warning systems, or notification systems. So with the weather permitting, hopefully we'll get that on this week, if not early next week, we'll get that system up and running for the 21st.
21st.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay. Questions of Terry? Okay. Thank you, Terry. Tim?
Last week we held a command staff meeting, met with sergeants and detectives, just to share with a few things. Tomorrow we have an active shooter demo meeting to get ready for that. Your shooter demo that will be on June 17th to Indian Springs. And that demo is for the benefit of school administrators and staff. Firearms training. Next week, officers will go to the state police range to do some one-on-one firearms training. All three of our new cars are now on the road. And we're getting ready for Old Settlers and numerous other downtown events. Here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking into a new online training program that we've never used before. So we're doing some research there to see what that looks like. We could benefit from some online training.
Okay. Questions, comments? Thank you. Kelly?
Last Friday we had a company, Great Lakes Chloride, came in, sprayed our stone alleys for dust control. We do every year. got that done. We should be done working on the sidewalks at South Line Street this week. And Garcia finished up putting the curbs in on North and South Washington Street. Since those projects will be wrapping up, we're going to get the slinger truck in here, Bailey truck, and get dirt behind the curbs on both projects, and hopefully Friday get it seeded and strawed to button those two projects up. The Giving Gardens organization up on Tower View and Hannah has their area marked off where they're going to have their garden section. We delivered 10 loads of wood chips up there to them to get them started, and sounds like they're going to get that spread out and get that going. We've been working with the police, and we'll continue on several events. It seems like it's a busy time of year for both of us, but Tim and Tony do a great job on organizing that stuff with us and working together. And possibly in the next couple weeks, we'll be doing an inspecting air pressure mandrel test on the newly installed sewer mains out at Lincoln Point and Cambridge Crossing, depending on the contractor's availability on that. So, okay. Something we'll be doing. That's all I have.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Mike?
On Elm Street, we finished putting the sidewalks in that were taken out last year. We'll be ripping more out probably tomorrow. We're starting that project. We're going further north. That's about it.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Jeff?
Pleased to announce that the 205 project is back on track, moving forward. The final acquisition of the Coon Hunters right away has been verbally agreed to, and I've got to give a shout out to Marcia because she's really been engaged in this.
She's been a trooper.
She has. To an extent that you cannot believe. But Southside Storm Sewer Project is moving along slowly. They're going through the deepest part of the project right now at about 30 feet deep, doing about 60 feet of pipe a day, so it's very slow. Some pretty erratic soil conditions that they're working through there. Westgate Storm Sewer Project has the installation is complete. There's some restoration that needs to take place as well as patching Westgate Avenue cut, the street cut. We've been meeting with existing industries, and we'll be meeting with a few more on potential expansion plans. You heard from Oakview tonight. That's not one of them we're meeting with, but it sounds like that there's a lot of really exciting things going on in Columbia City. Sean and I met with a couple, along with Alan, yesterday? Yeah, today.
Yesterday.
Get my days mixed up. And then finally, I've been, along with the mayor, working on a potential commercial development that is in its infancy conceptually right now, that could be a really exciting project for us. So that's it for tonight. I can't divulge some of this stuff, but it really is, in Mark's famous words, this one really is exciting. So that's all I've got.
Questions of Jeff?
When would we expect any construction to begin on Van Buren Street if everything works well?
We're back on track for having bid letting late this fall, early, like November. And it's going to probably be a winter project to start with utility changeovers, that kind of thing.
So it'd be after that?
You won't see a lot until spring.
It'd be after the bridge construction is done then on 30?
Yeah.
But, in that same token, 205 project will be in full swing next year's 4th of July fireworks, right?
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got the
I just wanted to see the sheer panic on Tim's face. That's all.
That's not good.
And we could potentially have the Van Buren Street paving from the Blue River Bridge.
Oh, that's true.
On
that's also scheduled for next year.
I could request
US
that.
US 30 is being repaved right here.
Because they have the fireworks downtown.
Yes. And there you saw the shift from sheer panic in Tim's face to sheer panic in Tom's face. Okay, any other questions of Jeff? Okay, thank you, Jeff. Tom.
I'd first like to start off by thanking OmniSource for letting us use. They have a house out in front of their business that is unoccupied and it's scheduled to be torn down, but they've been letting us go do training in. They've made that call to us and to the police department to go out and do whatever we want in this house, short of burning it down at this point, because we have to get permission to do something like that. But so I just wanted to say thanks to OmniSource. With that being said, and on the topic of training, tomorrow night there's several of us are going to Fort Wayne for some in-service hours. Parkview's putting on at the ballpark, and then shortly thereafter you get to go watch a ball game after the training, so that's going to be kind of fun.
Convenient.
How convenient is that? The 26th.
Got lots of comments from the peanut gallery tonight.
The 26th, there is a technology demo in Indianapolis that Verizon Wireless is putting on for public safety. I had showed it to Terry. He's unable to go that day, but I think I'm going to still continue to go down and take a look. Yeah, that'd be the Colts pregame. No, I'm kidding. So I think I'm going to go on down that day and take a look and some of the stuff. They got some accountability systems that some company came out with it. It's supposed to be the latest and greatest thing that's going to be on demo down there. I really want to check out. So some pretty exciting things going on. Kyle Francis went to a instructor's update in Lafayette a couple weeks ago, where the state is changing again the way we train fire departments. Go figure. And with that being said, it's going to require a couple different things, right? It's going to require a couple different things that our instructors have to change. And so technology-based training is one of those things that's changing, and he's been getting with Terry on several issues to try to update our training room and the electronics in there. And speaking of which, we met with, was that Williams Electronic?
Sure.
Williams Electronic this week to check into updating some of those electronics, because we don't have HDMI and things like that on some of our stuff. We want to make it easy to use so that you can just plug and play on the training portion of that. So I don't know. I'm not really techno-based, and that's why I got Terry involved. So with that being said, that's it.
Questions for Tom? Thank you, Tom. Sean?
We continue the construction on the Starbanks remodel project. We have, I think the switchover on that is going to be Thursday morning/afternoon. So they're moving to an upgraded service on their facility. We have had a rash of squirrels in the last 2 weeks. I'd like to thank the fire department for their assistance with our pole/squirrel fire this afternoon.
Nope, that's not a joke. I've seen the pictures.
I was asked which one was on fire, and yes. I am beginning to get quotes around to replace pole, or to order poles for our pole replacement. I did have half of our poles tested, and we have nearly about 80 some of them that need replaced in town, so I will be busy for a couple of years on that.
Out of how many?
Should make this pole safe for animals.
It's a pretty good percentage.
And a lot of those are poles that had never been tested that were always skipped and things like that, that went ahead and had them all tested this time. The YMCA project, we have relocated our transformer. We have to relocate our primary underground this weekend. I believe the YMCA is scheduled to be closed on Saturday for the big changeover.
I believe that's true.
And we will be working very early in the morning, Saturday morning, until probably late Saturday night. And then I'll switch it over, so they will only be down for one day. We will be conducting full-scale testing on the transverse switch at Parkview Hospital on Friday, which happens to be the 13th, which will include shutting or turning the hospital over to generator and creating a fault on the system to simulate a fault and to make sure the transfer switch that we have in place. We have two feeds to go to the hospital at this point. We have a transfer switch that they provided, we maintain. That will switch back and forth between feeds, and once you go down, it should pick up on the other one. I had to disassemble the entire unit about 2 weeks ago because it had not been operational in a few months, I believe. Luckily, we've been very fortunate with no outages. So I have everything reprogrammed, reconfigured, and I do believe it's back in right order. We're going to test the whole thing on Friday, the 15th. Parkview picked the day. We are making preparations for all the other days, just like everyone else. And we are happy that we have completed pole changing at the park. While I had our poles tested, we had all the park lighting poles tested as well. Five of them came back as bad. One of them came back as urgent. We need to get on it right away. The part of the light department did replace all those that are costly. Just donating that labor material to the park department. So, and those are all replaced.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Can we do Bones Theater?
Oh, yeah, Bones Theater. Let me pull it up.
Nobody. If you actually look at their CF1, the only thing they're really down in is their estimate of salaries. Their employees are above what they estimated, but their wages are not. And I know it seems like they're struggling, but I mean, I think they're getting along okay. I just don't think it's booming like he anticipated when he built the place.
Well, I think if I remember right, a couple of things that happened. I think the movie industry forced a change into all digital instead of what it used to be, so I think that hit them pretty hard financially. But I think on top of that, I have had some discussions with Chris just in passing. I don't want to speak for him, so this is not from him, this is from me. But obviously his industry is very much based, or his sales and success is very much based on his industry and what is churned out from that industry. And I think there certainly have been times in which there has been not great things churned out from that industry. So, you know, I think last time I talked to him, it sounded like things were on an uptick, which is good. But I do, we are trying to get a meeting scheduled between him and I just to talk about things and stuff. So,
yeah, and I don't feel like it's anything that we would want to deny him. He's only got, 2016 is his last year, so it's running close.
Yeah, so that means he's probably paying 70%, right?
Well, this year is 20% is the only thing that's...
That's what's being abated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's paying 80% this year.
So his last year is only going to be 5%.
So. I'll make a motion we find Bones Theater in compliance.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Okay. Nicole and all those against. Okay. So Nicole and Jackie approve. Bill does not. So does that?
We're going to have to wait now.
Okay. Okay. So, we'll wait for the next one. Okay. A couple of things for your information. We had a meeting with Mark and Marcia, and I had a meeting with a couple of members of the drainage board regarding the Blue River and specifically bank erosions and how we're going to address those into the future. The determination was to come up with two people from the city and a couple people from the county, and they walk kind of, let's say, the first section, which goes to about, we'll say, Short Street, roughly. that first section and talk about what needs to be done and start planning for that. There are applications, all kinds of fun stuff we have to go through, but in any case, we will be putting together a little committee of sorts for that purpose. Park Board met last night. We are making progress on the aquatic facility. That's probably all I should say about that right now. Redevelopment Commission, they approved two facade grants.
Third one's being applied for next month.
The two facades were the south-facing and east-facing walls of the old stop-and-go, basically. Rhodes Automotive has that. And they're also looking at, I mean, it was all in a public meeting, so it, they're also looking at the potential of leasing out for free some of the spaces there in the Eagles parking lot until demolition and until whatever comes next in that building. So, as an FYI, I will be at the Indiana Conference of Mayors on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's, I guess, just FYI for you. Housing Authority is moving forward with putting together an owner-occupied rehab program, so I'm assuming that progress will be made on the 17th on that meeting night. And also, because it'll happen before our next meeting, I am meeting with two individuals that I guess are somehow connected to the state regarding the US 30 overpass, underpass, bypass, left pass, whatever it is they're trying to do. So they want to discuss with me what kind of challenges that would present to Columbia City. I hope they've blocked off 3 or 4 hours worth of time, but I will be meeting with them. And I think that's all I got for you. Cole?
I will not be here at the next meeting, I don't think. I won't be here.
And you won't either? Okay. Okay, did you hear that? Jackie and Nicole won't be here at the next meeting.
We'll have the same problem next.
Yeah, we will.
Guess that one gets tabled.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Bill?
Nothing.
I will say Ordinance Review Committee did not meet today, so I'm assuming that will be rescheduled as well. Anything else for the good of the cause? Okay, let's call the meeting adjourned.